Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're going to find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big old helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here. I just got through telling my producer happy Merry Christmas because this is the weekend my family will have Christmas. My kids, except for my one who lives in South Carolina, will all be home. And we will be doing a Zoom with him. We sent his gifts there. So, Merry Christmas, everyone. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm not some journalist that has reporters and lawyers and all that kind of stuff around here. I've got a techie guy called Rudy, and he's waving. Can you see him rave on TV, on the radio? Anyway, we do the very best we can, as the old boss used to say, with the tools we got. But I'm going to tell you right now, I think that the Lord has put me here just to be an encourager and maybe to get you to think about things just a little differently, as well as to lead our nation in prayer. I don't know of another, other than you go to the Christian networks, I don't know another talk radio program that'll do that. But I do hear an awful lot more of them saying we need God. And he is working. So let's take the time right now to go to him, because we have got a lot of work to do. There's a bunch of harvest to be done, but there's a lot of planting. We can't harvest till we plant. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you with grateful hearts for the great I am, the great King that you are. Father, we know that you love your children. You have shown that to us over and over again, but no greater man love hath any man but that he lay down his life for him, which you did. Oh, King Jesus, thank you. Father, we ask now for your guidance and your protection over us, and we just beg, Father, that we will have the wisdom. You will grant us the wisdom that we need to push forward. I'm not a prophet. I don't believe that you have called me to predict anything, but I do believe you have called me to be here. Sometimes I wonder why, but then I guess all people wonder why God's placed him in some place that he has. Heavenly Father, we beg for your protection over this nation. I feel we are in great danger. Not that we don't deserve to suffer, but I'm begging for your mercy to give us just a little more time to bring America back home to you. Father, I ask for your hedge of protection around President Donald J. Trump and all those who are protecting him. Keep them upright and honest. For I know, Father, that the depth of the corruption and the evil in this country is great. It's greater than we ever believed. Help us. Help we, the people, your children, to fight this, to cut off the head of the snake, and to bring America back home to you. Again, we praise you for the great God that you are, Creator God, all-merciful, bestowing your grace upon us when we do not deserve it. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It seems the more we learn, the more we realize just how bad things really are, how evil, how corrupt, how the depth of it all. Americans are not free, but are slaves to this systemic government, which no longer serves we the people, unless we're talking about serving us subpoenas or serving us arrest warrants or putting our names on terrorist lists. As we discussed in previous shows, this nation was sold out a long time ago by elected people. But we the people, we didn't know about it. For decades upon decades, over 100 years, we didn't know what they had done. And now we know. But even to convey that to others seems to be an impossibility because it's so unbelievable. To think that we have been fooled for such a long time, while we think that the climate change hoax is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated, I believe that something was done in America that was the greatest hoax of all. And that was removing our constitutional republic. We were a nation who fought against slavery. And now we are a nation enslaved. Doesn't matter what color your skin is. And Nikki Haley was correct when she said the Civil War, because if that's what it is today, it is about slavery. But it's about a choice of what kind of government you will have, you will want. We are enslaved by an overreaching tyrannical government. Their bureaucracies that they have created are unconstitutional as they continue to so-called make laws. They won't call them that. They call them rules, regulations, mandates. And they dictate down to us, demanding licenses and permits and fines. And if you don't pay up, just see what happens. They will serve you all right. So many infractions against our rights, yet we seem to be blind and oblivious to what is actually happening. I believe the American people are waking up. I believe we are afraid of our government, which means we are already under tyranny. I believe we have a lot of work ahead of us, and I believe we all need to pray and then get up off our knees, or when you stop bowing your heads, prepare to take your nation back. I'm not talking about picking up your guns. I'm talking about getting active, understanding. Don't be afraid. I find it ironic that Biden wants to make this speech and bring all of us together against January 6th at Valley Forge, because that was a great commemoration for this country. And it is the same party who wants to cancel George Washington. The hidden truth about January 6th. Listen up. It was an insurrection. All those D.C. occupiers were finalizing their theft of the 2020 election, and they were going to make sure something happened that day to secure their theft, but hiding their dastardly deeds. A magician will always make you look the other direction when he's performing an act or an illusion. January 6th was the illusion that was hiding the political magical act of making your election, your voices, your vote look to be something else than it actually was. Jeffrey Epstein in bed with the FBI, or the FBI in bed with Jeffrey Epstein. Climate change, globalism, the elites, they think they own you. Or so they think, anyway. 2024, and let it be the year we make them realize we are Americans and we ain't owned by anybody. Restore the Republic. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csetalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Elmer Heinrich here to talk about minerals. Now, most people are aware our topsoil is depleted and our foods, especially fruits and vegetables, lack many minerals compared to years ago. Maybe that's the reason the world is sick. Now, according to Dr. Linus Pauling, our bodies need 60 minerals every day, but on average we get less than 12 minerals from our foods. Immuno 150, an incredible nutritional supplement, can fill that gap because it contains 70 colloidal plant minerals and 80 additional nutrients, 150 in all. A month's supply of Immuno 150 is available for $54.95 by calling 888-316-2224 or on the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com. The 70 minerals are the key to good health and longevity, so call 888-316-2224. 888-316-2224. You'll be glad you did.
Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and we have Daniel Turner with us. Daniel, how are you?
Oh, Beth Ann, it's great to be on your program. Thank you for having me.
Well,
happy 2024.
It is. Well, so far it's been kind of busy. What do you think?
Oh, and it's just going to get busier, right? We're just starting, but yes, it's been good for a laugh thus far.
Oh my gosh, I was just telling my producer when we were on commercial break, it's just unreal the depth of the corruption. Mm-hmm. I mean, as this onion gets peeled, you know, I chopped a lot of, and we're having Christmas this weekend, my family, my kiddos are coming in, all but my South Carolina boy. And I peeled a lot of onions and chopped a lot of onions yesterday. And you know, as you peel back the onion, you find the real thing. And I was crying. And I'm about ready to do that with all the onion peeling that's going on as we keep on finding more corruption, and it's just crazy.
And that's necessary to continue because
yes, it is absolutely.
The corruption is so rampant and it's so ubiquitous, and it's bankrupting our country. It's costing us our nation. It's costing us our money,
our freedom,
and it's just never ending. The one that's been driving me up a wall, and I try very hard not to curse.
Sometimes it just happens.
And I did admit it was the second time I cursed on Twitter a couple hours ago, but I was so angry, and it wasn't even a bad curse, but it was still, I apologize. I won't say it on the air, of course. But the Free Beacon, a wonderful newspaper, the Washington Free Beacon, broke a story of Biden's green energy funding czar, a guy named Jigar Shah. And he's in charge of, you know, all these billions of dollars we are investing in green energy. He's in charge of writing those checks. and one check that went to a company where he is a major investor, a company that was going bankrupt because the products they make are crap and no one was buying it because all green energy is a gigantic lie. His company was going bankrupt, but surprise, surprise, they got a $1.5 billion, billion with B as in boy, a $1.5 billion check that he wrote to his own company. And you scratch your head and say, how is this man not in jail? How are you allowed to divest $1.5 billion from the taxpayers into a company where you're a major shareholder?
Isn't this
just absolute criminal behavior. And you know what? Not NBC or CBS, or if it wasn't for Beth Ann and CSC Talk Radio,
and
it wasn't for the Washington Free Beacon, no one would even be talking about this story because just another example of the theft that we are accustomed to in this country.
But it's just one of these peels. It's just one of these layers of the onion, because I've said for a long time, it isn't Biden they're protecting. They're all doing this. Mm-hmm. He's not the first one that's written a check to his advantage.
No.
He's not the first one to do that. Crenshaw and Jesse Waters, I guess, had a war. I didn't pay any attention to it. Just saw an article about it. And Crenshaw thinks he's lesser of the evils, I guess, because Jesse caught him. He's insider trading. I've known that Crenshaw's not any good for a while. But then he goes after Jesse because he wasn't faithful to his wife or something. I don't know. I don't follow that stuff. But this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They all do it. And you and I can barely make ends meet. It's
$1.5 billion is such an absurd amount of money. I mean, when you think of just what you pay for your house and how families save for years and they get gifts from mom and dad and grandma just to come up with the down payment for a house. And that's a couple, you know, that's tens of thousands or maybe $100,000. This is $1.5 billion that he wrote. How does an unelected member of, how do you have the authority to write such a large check? Shouldn't even that raise some suspicion that this guy no one's ever heard of can write $1.5 billion checks?
It
is enough to make me curse. That's how angry I am.
And you should be angry. We should all be angry.
Nothing will happen of this.
No. And the same thing with all this Jeffrey Epstein stuff. Somebody needs to go to prison. Several somebodies need to go to prison. But, you know, when I was a treasurer at a church, I didn't write the checks. I wrote the checks. I didn't sign the checks. So how is this guy writing and signing the checks that are going to his benefit?
Yeah.
You know, and the same thing with the Bidens, the same thing with Crenshaw and all these others that are insider trading. They may not be writing a check, but they're making the money, and you and I are just suffering. And then we have all these illegal aliens coming in here, and that's what they are. They're not immigrants. They are not immigrants. They are not migrants.
Every one of them needs to go to a dentist. Every one of them needs to get their eyes checked. Every one of them, they're all going to doctors, right? Their kids are going to school. They all got to go to the bathroom, and they got to change their clothes, and they eat three times a day. Every single dime of that is coming from somewhere, and it's coming from the $34 trillion debt we have racked up. And my concern, and we've talked about this before, my concern is that the backlash eventually is going to be so severe and so harsh that it will be unrecognizable. Because how much more should the American people, the powerless middle class, hardworking listeners of your program, how much more do they have to endure before they snap? And why do we have to get to that point? But we're going to get to that point. I'm at that point right now when I see stories like this. $1.5 billion, you write yourself a check to your own company.
Like it's nothing.
The taxpayer money.
Like it's nothing, you know? Like it's absolutely nothing. And then we have these idiots that just hate Donald Trump so much. Mm-hmm. They hate it. They have this hate. And I'm sure some of them haven't got a clue why they hate him. But here we have, out of Illinois, five of them, count them, that have issued an 87 page document to keep Trump off the primary ballots in the state of Illinois. Five people issuing that. Well, they have every right to issue that, but What's wrong with everybody making their own decision? Put him on the ballot and let us all vote for him or against him.
Yeah. They have to, because if he is elected, as he has been twice before, if he is elected for a third time, and this time he actually gets to take power in January of 2025, people like Jigar Shah writing themselves $1.5 billion checks will have their comeuppance. And people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, who are colluding with Democrats to hide hundreds of thousands of written statements and hours of video footage to keep the January 6th myth alive. And people like Nancy Pelosi and Dan Crenshaw, who had 70, 80% ROI on their stock portfolios last year, are going to have to explain to the American people why they're so good at picking stocks. And all that will come to an end. And that is why you see left, right, and center. It's why you see Vivek go very strong after Nikki Haley saying, well, yeah, of course you support war. You were on the board of these defense contractors and they paid you millions of dollars. And Nikki Haley yells at him and but she doesn't have a response. They're all of them. Everyone is in on the dole, Beth Ann, except for you and I. We're the only ones who were still trying to find money to pay for groceries.
And in my lifetime,
else is in on it. And
in my lifetime,
it will come to an end.
President Trump's the only president that left the office poorer than he was when he went in. He's not poor by any state, but he lost money.
Yes.
The rest of them all gained a lot. So this insider trading, this influencing, whatever it is, this taking of the money has been going on a long time. And that's why they don't want him back in there, because you can not like him for a lot of things, but he seems to be really in love with America and wants to bring it back. I don't like everything he says and does, that's for sure, but I don't like anything the rest of them say and do. And Nikki Haley, she's not presidential material. She's a puppet. And I had a conversation with a sibling the other day, and I told him she's a globalist. And he argued with me because they're still playing this political game. They don't understand it's a lot deeper and more at stake than just politics.
Yeah. And you think a $1.5 billion check, there are only about 100 million actual taxpayers in America, right, who are paying income tax. Obviously, children don't, unemployed don't. We seem to have a lot of unemployed. Illegals don't. So if you take the 150 million, let's say 150 million, you know, that's each of us writing a $10 check for Mr. Shah to fund his own company. Well, I would like my $10 back. Right? And that's how we have to start looking at taxes. We have to start looking at $1.5 billion as, all right, are we all on board? Everyone has to write $10. You know, it's $150 billion for Ukraine. All right, every one of us has to write a $100 check. And until we start looking at our taxes that way, DC's greed will be forever insatiable.
You should write an article on that. You should just write that all out, because the American people need to understand, if they were actually taking it, if we actually had to go pay our taxes, literally go take it and count it out to them, it would have stopped. There'd have been a lot more than tea going overboard, I'll tell you that. Anyway, I hear the music. Thank you so much for what you do, Daniel.
It's going to be a long year, Beth Ann.
It is, but we're going to hang in there. It's going to be like crack the whip. You hang on to my hand and I'll hang on to yours.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. God bless you. And we will do that. You and I all together. And as we crack that whip, we're going to bring America home. We'll be right back.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community community, where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Hi, this is Beth Ann. The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt so soft in the store, but then when you got it home and tried to use it, it wasn't absorbent at all? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually will dry you. They're debuting the MyPillow six-piece towel set that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can buy one and get one free with the promo code BethAnn. Go to MyPillow.com now and click on the Radio Listener Special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty with their 60-day money-back guarantee. To get your buy one, get one free MyPillow towel set, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. That's MyPillow.com, and the promo code is BethAnn.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. So I had this article that came in this morning, and it just enrages me that the American people, anybody that has anything to do with President Donald J. Trump, gets arrested or gets subpoenaed. This man has done nothing wrong. They keep investigating him, and he's done nothing wrong. And yet, nothing happens to Adam Schiff, to Nancy Pelosi. Nothing happens to Chuck Schumer when he threatens the Supreme Court justices. Nothing happens to Hunter Biden. The only thing that happens is you and I are living our lives in danger in our own country. We are no longer safe in the so-called borders of America. Harrison Floyd is a former director of Black Voices for Trump, considered grabbing the gun of one of the FBI agents who allegedly did not show a badge as he tried to serve him a subpoena in Special Counsel Jack Smith's 2020 election probe. Floyd told the police in the body cam footage obtained by Politico, and they just have the picture of him. He's shirtless and in shorts, I guess. I don't know if he's in his undershorts or just bare shorts. But he's explaining to the local police what happened. And there's some paper on the floor, and he said, I'm not picking it up. So he must have known it was a subpoena. But the FBI didn't show their badge. So he said Floyd's altercation with the agents is not captured on the camera, which is kind of curious to me because it appeared to me that that might have been a hotel or an apartment complex that would have security cameras. I don't know. His description of it to the local police, who responded to the 9/11 call he placed following the incident, is contained in the body footage, which I watched, the body cam. I never saw a badge, he said. I never saw, and then he used some colorful language, a badge. But I did see a gun, and that's when he used the colorful language. He's a Marine Corps. He's from a Marine Corps, an Iraq veteran. And he was arrested by the police the same day and charged with assaulting an officer. Politico reported that though not charged in Smith's probe into former President Donald Trump's alleged election interference, he is one of 19 co-defendants in Fulton County District Attorney's separate indictment against Trump in Georgia. If he reached up, I probably could have tried to stop the muzzle, but he would have definitely thrown through my hand, Floyd said. But the other one was right next to me. So if I went for that gun and he pulled a gun, now I'm fighting two guys with a gun. And that's no good. So he didn't do it. He just thought about it. So I backed up and went away. I could have been killed really easy, he said. The subpoena agents brought it shown in the video as one of the officers picked it up off the floor. The subpoena was on the floor. So this guy had been harassed, threatened. You know, have you ever been subpoenaed before? We rent here in an apartment, and I have had officers knock on the door here looking for the people that lived in another part of the apartment. We're on the downstairs because they weren't paying their bills or they were in trouble somewhere else. So, you know, it's kind of scary. I was here on a Saturday working one day, and they're knocking on the back door. I've kind of learned not to open the back door anymore. I kind of had a little incident one time, somebody else that was there that shouldn't have been there. So this is just an example of how Americans are enslaved. You go, that's only Trump people. Well, really, do you think you won't be the next one? Do you think they won't come for you? Do you think you won't be one that's canceled? The cancel culture is about them taking over this country. That's all that is. They don't care a snip about what your gender is or what you think your gender is or your sexual orientation. What they care about is destroying the family unit, because a strong family unit makes a strong nation. And our families are literally falling apart. I have a grandson. He's got his permit now, so he's quite older. But he's the youngest of the siblings. He was the surprise the angel sent. And so when his sister was getting married, he was pretty young. And his other brother was going off to college. And so he made the comment, my family's just falling apart. But his family wasn't falling apart. It was just growing. And he loves his nephews and nieces right now. I just got this news in, too. You know, I'm not a Nikki Haley fan, as you can tell. And I never have been a Nikki Haley fan. I was not happy with Trump when he made her the ambassador to the UN. But she did okay. And I know she did okay because she did what Trump told her to do. And really, somebody said that's probably the nothingest job you got. And then somebody was saying the other day, well, that was, I guess, Melody yesterday, saying they were grooming her to be president. She's not presidential material. What she is a puppet material. She's a globalist, and she'll do whatever they say. But she's constantly putting her foot in her mouth. She did that when she made her comment over the Civil War. And I have an article here from Judge Napolitano, and I was telling Rudy, I said, you know, she wasn't wrong in what she said, but it's not palatable. Yes, we fought a civil war over slavery. But can you see right now what's going on in this country? That we are number one in human trafficking? Do you really think those D.C. occupiers care a snip about whether you have slavery or not? Well, the Southerners did. Some of them that owned the big plantations and things like that. But it was all about money. It's always about money. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. And Nikki Haley doesn't care about squat, except for Nikki Haley. Well, it has here that her advisor, her top advisor, is an Israel fanatic and totally opposed to peace. He was one that was fired by Donald Trump. She picked him up. He's John Lerner, and he's a neocon fanatic whose consultancy firm once received roughly $15 million per election cycle from the Globalist Club for Growth. That's Nikki Haley. That's who Nikki Haley is, my friends. She is not a good person. And for her to get up there and when she's in a debate and she wants to claim sexism, she's done. Although I think I'm kind of a sexist. I'm not ready for a female to be president. I see too many stupid females, and I know we've got plenty of good ones. I seriously know. I know that. But then there's too many Cheneys, and there's too many Nikki Haleys. There's too many Kamala Harrises. There's too many of these women. Michelle Obama, that doesn't know how to do squat. They seriously don't. And then there are good ones, like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's a good one. But I'm just not sure that I know I'm not ready for it. All right. I want to move on here. Oh, there's the music. I guess I have to move on. I don't have a choice, do I? So much going on. Well, I don't know if it's today or tomorrow, but Biden's going to make his speech at Valley Forge about January 6th. And I talked about that in the beginning of my monologue. And then I have an article here that I want to share with you that explains how the FBI and Jeffrey Epstein was an asset to them. How can he that be? How can he be an asset? Well, why was it significant, or was it significant, that Hillary walked away with a bunch of FBI files? What do you think? We're a mess. It's time to keep peeling that onion, but instead of crying, let's put on the full armor of God and get to work. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists. and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code Bethann or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code Bethann.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's four segments. But did you know there's a fifth segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the fifth segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The truth is, every time I go through these news articles, it's upsetting. I'm with Daniel, and I'm having my family in this weekend. So I went home early most of every day this week, trying to get ready for them. It's a lot of people in the house, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work. But as I was peeling onions and chopping onions yesterday, I'm making several different soups, and I was doing all the prep work for it. When you peel the onion, the juice and the aroma will make you cry. And I don't know how many onions I had to chop yesterday, Rudy, but it was quite a few onions. And I thought, well, I'm doing one more because I got to have one for the soup I'll put in the crock pot tonight. The others will be on top of the stove. But it's we're peeling the onion. You know, I've prayed that God would reveal, and I almost want to say stop, but I can't. It's necessary, America, for us to know how bad it truly is. So I have an article here from the Gateway Pundit, and that's also a great outlet. Investigator and attorney Mike Cernovich, I don't know how you pronounce his name, C-E-R-N-O-V-I-C-H, Cernovich. Jeffrey Epstein was an asset to the FBI. He said on Wednesday, Judge Loretta Preska confirmed the release of the initial names from Jeffrey Epstein's extensive client list comprising of 150 individuals. Concurrently, a collection of previously sealed documents was made public. Following the release, a court listener website experienced a crash due to the overwhelming public interest. Well, everybody likes to get the scoop on the dirt, you know. However, the Gateway Pundit managed to secure a backup of this crucial information, and I did not download that. It's kind of a pain to download some of those and go get them. Three individuals known in the court document as Doe 105 and Doe 107 and Doe 110 have made appeals. Documents related to Does 105, 107, and 110 are being withheld. Following the release, attorney, filmmaker, and author Mike Cernovich went on Twitter, or X, to discuss what was missing in the document dump. Mike said Mike was one of the early investigators who filed lawsuits for the release of Epstein files. It says, for the record, the Gateway Pundit has also filed a lawsuit for the release of the Epstein files. There's no reason to keep these things hidden. They wouldn't if it was you and I. Or me. Is that me? Cernovich, on Wednesday, claims Jeffrey Epstein was an asset to the FBI. So why does he say that? The Epstein files today, the big documents that were dumped, were released in a case involving Epstein. There's no revelations, he said. We all pretty much knew this. It was just a cover-up. But he says in 2017, my lawyer, Mark Rodanza, found a wonky Freedom of the Press case. There was a defamation case, and although Jeffrey Epstein wasn't named as the defendant, the case was central to some conspiracy theories. Mark asked me if I wanted to file a motion to intervene. We expect it to be a simple matter. The media interest was almost zero. No one in the free press cared. Then Trump nominated Alexander Acosta to the Secretary of Labor. Acosta had handled the original Epstein criminal case and said Epstein was given kid gloves treatments due to protection from the intelligence community. Epstein was an asset of the FBI. What his exact relation was remains sealed. By 2019, the case I sought to intervene in had a orange man bad angle because Acosta was Trump's labor secretary. Even if the motives were impure, at least we were on to the races, right? Hundreds of thousands of dollars later, a trip to the Second Circuit Court of Appeals had a lot of fighting, he says. We had a batch of documents ready to be unsealed. It took 2 years there, from 2017 to 2019. He said the weekend before the documents were made public, the SDNY, that's the Southern District of New York, arrested Epstein quietly when he landed his private jet on an airport from a trip he took in France. No perp walk for Epstein. In 2019, I wrote the following after a press conference was held regarding Epstein's arrest. Why didn't the Southern District of New York charge Epstein under the Mann Act? Under the Mann Act, it is unlawful to transport an underage girl through interstate travel, including on an airplane. In a widely publicized press conference, the United States Attorney for the Southern District of New York announced sex trafficking charges against Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein was charged for paying minors for massages from 2002 to 2005. Yet what was more newsworthy was what the indictment left out. The indictment against Epstein did not charge anyone except Epstein. And there's nothing to indicate that anyone who flew to Epstein's private island has faced any scrutiny. Anyway, he goes on to explain, and he says, you know what happened next? Epstein committed suicide. Do you think that's a coincidence, America? Most of us don't believe he committed suicide. Barr was behind hiding that. His dad was the one who hired Epstein to teach in a school that he wasn't qualified to teach. He had no teaching certificate or license. It's not just that they're stealing money from us as American citizens. And I'm talking about this systemic government corruption. It isn't just in the presidency. It isn't just in Congress. It isn't just the FBI. It isn't just the CIA. It isn't just the Supreme Court justices across these states. It's all of them together in the bureaucracy. You're nothing. Your children are nothing. Your daughters are nothing. Your sons are nothing to them but pawns. And all we are is serfs. Our founding fathers would have done a lot more than dump tea by now. Time that we came back to the Father, not the founding fathers, but our Heavenly Father, and bring America back home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing, the only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America. Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com.
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.